سلام، فهیم هستم. به یکی دیگه از پادکست های رادیو آیلتس آفرینش گوش میدید. پیشنهاد میکنم تا پایان برنامه با ما همراه باشید. در برنامه گذشته کیوکاردی رو با موضوع توصیف یک مکان که به عنوان توریست در اونجا حضور داشتیم رو بررسی کردیم. در این قسمت میخواییم تعدادی از سوالات پارت سوم که مربوط به همین کیوکارد هست رو مورد بحث قرار بدیم. با در نظر گرفتن ماهیت استدلالی این سوالات از شما انتظار میره که بتونید دلایلتون رو با در نظر گرفتن معیارهای نمره دهی در این قسمت به خوبی بیان کنید. فراموش نکنید که برخلاف پارت دوم در این بخش تایم زیادی برای فکر کردن و ایده پردازی نخواهید داشت. سوال اول رو میشنویم. How should tourists behave when they're in a different country?
Without a doubt, behaving accordingly is a must when you enter a new place. For my money, this is super important while visiting a country as a tourist, since the way you behave represents the culture you come from. I mean, you gotta be on your best behavior and mind your P's and Q's so you wouldn't piss anybody off during your visit, or even worse, you know, hurt the environment. Well, not only should we watch our own actions, but keep the children we take with us on a tight leash because they actually got a thing for driving everybody up a wall when they encounter anything novel in their life. And one more thing, you gotta make sure you peruse a couple of books regarding your destination country's culture before actually going there. One ought to be super careful when visiting a country is all I'm saying.
تعدادی از عبارات و اصطلاحات به کار برده شده در این جواب رو مورد بررسی قرار میدیم.
Accordingly. طبق معیارهای موجود و یا به صورت مناسب. When I ask you to do something, you gotta do it accordingly. Mind your P's and Q's. مراقب رفتار خود بودن. You gotta tell your children to mind their P's and Q's. Piss off.
کسی رو به شدت عصبانی کردن.
Well, this type of behavior pisses me off quite easily. Keep on a tight leash.
به شدت مراقب کسی بودن.
I think we gotta keep him on a tight leash for now. Peruse.
با دقت مطالعه کردن.
I have been perusing the book for the last couple of weeks.
سوال دوم رو میشنویم. What can local people do to help tourists enjoy their visit?
Well, the locals could at least put on a smile when talking to a tourist. God, you have no idea what a grim expression can do with the mentality of a person about a country. They could also try to either guide them about what's what in their place or provide them with at least 3 huts and a cot for a couple of days so the visitors could kind of feel at home. One might say that this is so idealistic, but hand of God, I'd do that if need be. You know, there's also this app called Couchsurfing. If you're into that kind of stuff and you got the means to offer accommodation, sign up and then you can let others know that you're keeping an open house for the tourists.
تعدادی از اصطلاحات و کلمات به کار برده شده در این جواب رو بررسی می‌کنیم.
Put on a smile. لبخند زدن. It's not a bad idea to put on a smile every now and then, you know. Grim expression.
قیافه عبوس و ناراحت.
What's with the grim expression? Have I done something wrong? 3 huts and a cot.
3 وعده غذای گرم و جای خواب.
At least they gave him 3 huts and a cot after going to prison. To keep an open house.
آماده پذیرایی بودن.
You let your cousins know that we keep an open house for the weekend.
سوال پایانی رو میشنویم. What can tourists learn from visiting new places?
I'd say the culture. Well, I have this theory that every single trip you make to anywhere is a unique experience that could give you some food for thought later on. 90% of people are strictly biased about their own culture, and this actually bars them from wanting to learn new things. I think we gotta try to elicit the good and positive aspects of a culture, and then try to combine it with ours. I mean, what's wrong with making an attempt to take your culture up a notch? You know, people usually take a special interest in trying different dishes, seeing places, and taking selfies. Now, I don't say that they shouldn't, but the question is, do we really learn enough so as to make a difference in our lives or not?
عبارات و اصطلاحات به کار برده شده در این جواب رو بررسی می‌کنیم.
Food for thought. مسائلی که ارزش فکر کردن دارن. I think after talking to him I got some food for thought. Bar. متوقف ساختن. He's a nice dude, but I think this kind of idea bars him from going places. Take something up a notch. ارتقا دادن و بهبود بخشیدن. I think it's high time you took your family's level up a notch. Take a special interest in something.
به طرز ویژه‌ای چیزی رو دوست داشتن.
I don't know why boss takes a special interest in that dude.
امیدوارم که تونسته باشید از این برنامه هم استفاده کافی و لازم رو ببرید. تا برنامه دیگه بدرود.